If you walked through the neighborhoods surrounding Michigan's capital 30 years ago, even, you would have seen rows of boarded-up houses with some sketchy interactions on the streets. But today, Lansing residents are bringing those neighborhoods to life through art. Stateside's Emily Fox reports on the most recent project happening in Lansing's Rio Town.
I'm walking with Ryan Wirt. He's a young entrepreneur who's been living in Rio Town for the past 8 years. Rio Town is a neighborhood on Lansing's south side that used to be home to the REO Motor Company. This was a vibrant working class neighborhood, but now Main Street is pretty vacant, except for a few new office buildings.
When we first moved here, it was like, you know, there was one couple down the block that we sort of got along with, and then we just kept our heads down otherwise.
Was it dangerous?
It wasn't really dangerous, but it was sort of uncomfortable, I guess. Like, we've never, you know, we've been robbed twice, three times within the first couple of years we lived here.
But Wirt didn't give up on the neighborhood after that. He owns two houses in Rio Town. One is his own, and the other he bought for $8,000. He turned it into a recording studio where he works with local bands like the Verve Pipe. Wirt is part of a team that's been trying to revitalize the area through art. He recently put on an event in Rio Town called Art Attack. Here, you can listen to live music from local bands, scan through art vendors, and watch local artists work on a public art competition. The task for the competition is to take a pile of junk taken from a condemned house in the neighborhood and turn those materials into art within an afternoon. Some artists are welding old metal to spell out the words Rio Town. Others were using old doors or metal ceiling tiles as canvases to paint on. Wirt says this event symbolizes what's happening in the neighborhood.
The idea was we're sort of pulling things out of Rio Town that is sort of trash and then making it into something new that's art. And we sort of see that as a lot of what hopefully will happen in this area moving forward is that there's a lot of cool old buildings that are starting to get run down, but a lot of people are coming in with big ideas for them.
One artist featured in Rio Town's Art Attack is Sam DeBourbon. He's been bringing character to the neighborhood with his graffiti.
It was a couple of years ago. My friend and I got caught over in East Lansing painting just underneath a bridge that later got demolished.
And DeBourbon got in trouble. He was charged with vandalism and had to do 40 hours of community service in order to clear his record. Ironically, his community service project was to cover an old motel with graffiti. The motel was set for demolition in Rio Town, and it was an eyesore that attracted crime and prostitution.
You know, for my entire life, I never really saw it as that nice motel. It was always just kind of like, ooh, that's a crack motel.
The project got a lot of attention and helped kick off the renewal of Rio Town. Now the property where the motel once stood is used for events like Art Attack. And this idea has worked before. Less than 2 miles away from Rio Town is a neighborhood just north of the capital called Old Town. There, the streets are filled with refurbished historical buildings, cafes, and boutique shops. It's home to a handful of music festivals every year. Terry lives here. He was part of the movement to change Old Town back in the 80s.
I'm just continually amazed. You know, I've been here a long time, but it was a ghost town when I moved in. Things were quiet. Buildings were boarded up.
Terry and a group of artists open up galleries in Old Town. They use the galleries to bring people together and have conversations about how to change the community. And it's been successful. Old Town has been awarded at the national level for the changes it's made. It went from a 90% vacancy rate to a 10% vacancy rate over the past 30 years. Terry says he likes seeing what Rio Town is doing and says it might not take Rio Town the 3 decades it took Old Town to become the neighborhood it wants to be.
One thing they've got an edge in terms of time because, you know, Old Town set an example for the rest of the city. When I moved in here, people thought we were crazy. It took a lot of effort to get the city and others to support what we were doing.
And it looks like Rio Town is already getting a lot of support. Construction is underway to make the streets more walkable and bikeable, and businesses like the Board of Water and Light and GM are bringing in around 800 employees. With a new look and more people to help renew Rio Town, there's talk that restaurants and a brewery could soon set up shop in a vacant building in the neighborhood.
So now, slowly, it's become a neighborhood where people actually want to live, and it has an identity.
That's Ryan Wirt again, the guy who put on Art Attack. He's still the fearless urban pioneer he was when he moved here 8 years ago. He says once most of the construction projects wrap up in the next year, Rio Town will start becoming a dramatically different place. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.